evening, everybody, and welcome to the annual general meeting of Brighton Council on the 3rd of December 2024 at 5pm-ish. Welcome to all councillors and senior staff present, and I know that the public gallery is empty. An audio recording of this meeting will be made in accordance with our policy 7.11 and will be made available on Council's website within 7 days from this meeting. I would like to begin by acknowledging the Palawa Pakana Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of La Truita, Tasmania, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection that Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of La Truita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Attendance, I noticed that all councillors are in attendance apart from Mayor Gray and Tennille, Tennille Murtagh.
An apology.
She's an apology. So there are two apologies. Would someone like to move those, please? Councillor Della Torre and seconded by Councillor Murtagh. Oh, sorry, Councillor McMaster. Sorry, John. Would all those in favour please say aye?
Aye. Aye.
Motion is carried. Tom, I'd like to go to item four, which is confirmation of the previous minutes of the annual general meeting. And the recommendation that the minutes of the annual general meeting held on the 5th of December 2023 be confirmed. Item four is confirmation.
Happy to move that.
Are you happy to
second
move? Thank you, Councillor Owen. Are there any discussions, anything? Nothing? No? Councillor Owen has moved it and Councillor Geard has seconded it. I'll put that motion. With all those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
The motion is carried. Item five, presentation of the 2023-2024 annual report. And I'm sure we've all read it. The recommendation is that the 2023-2024 annual report be received. This is the presentation of the 2023-24, it's a hard bit to say, annual report that is available on our website and also has been distributed to Council in advance of this meeting. The report has been prepared in accordance with Section 72 of the Local Government Act 1993 and includes financial statements and the audit opinion. Electors were invited to make written submissions in relation to the annual report, with submissions closing on the 26th of November 2024. One submission was received, and that is attached with the agenda, along with Council's response to that submission. But now I hand over to the Chief Executive Officer for comment on the annual report.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Yeah, just touching on the response to the submission. The submission makes a suite of random claims that have been shown to have no basis in fact on countless occasions to the author of the submission. This includes via a high volume of RTI requests as well as those responses from independent bodies that are charged with assessing Council's compliance with the relevant acts, regulations, accounting standards and good governance, such as the Independent Audit Panel, the Tasmanian Audit Office and the Office of Local Government. In short, the submission appears just to be simply a continuation of an ongoing attack on Council, councillors and Council staff, which is difficult to understand the motivation, given it's not based on facts nor reality, and has been provided answers to on countless occasions. With regard to the year past and the annual report, it's been another positive year for Council. Number of key projects delivered, progress on our broader strategies, and a continuous improvement and evolution across all of our key metrics. We've seen a really high level of investment in the area over the last year or so, which has been made it a truly exciting time for Council and an exciting time for Council to be a positive partner to the community, government and to the private sector. We've well and truly clicked over 20,000 people in our municipality now. And one of the things about the investment we've seen in recent years is that it's been much more of a diverse mix across the public and private sectors, the public being both ourselves and the three tiers of government more fully. We've also seen major developments across infrastructure, commercial developments, industrial, education sector, sport and recreation, as well as housing. So much more diverse than we have seen in recent years, which is a really positive thing for the community. We're in a good financial position, which has been strengthening in recent years, which gives us the ability to be more resilient and to seize opportunities when they arise. Lastly, I'd like to thank the council, the councillors, that is, for all their efforts in guiding and supporting staff throughout the year and in representing the community at the council table. And I'd also like to thank our amazing staff who enable the whole thing to happen on a daily basis. And happy to take any questions.
No questions.
And Gillian, you might have some words to say from the financial report.
Thanks, James. The Tasmanian Audit Office have issued the opinion that the 2023-24 financial statements that were prepared by Brighton Council present fairly in all material respects Council's financial position as of 30th of June 2024 and its financial performance and its cash flows for the year then ended. They have also agreed that it has been prepared in accordance with the Local Government Act 1993 and Australian Accounting Standards. A quick summary of the account shows that total recurrent income was up slightly from the prior year, whilst the capital income was down. Overall, the total income for the 2023 year was approximately $24 million, which was a reduction of $1.6 million from $25 million in 2022-23. This was mainly due to there being no subdivision donations and a reduction in the profit and loss in the current year. However, this was offset by the recognition of grant revenue previously recorded in the grant liability account, being realised due to completion of various capital works projects. Total expenses increased from the 2022-23 year from $18 million to $20 million. Again, the effect of the cost of materials is still impacting and increasing our maintenance cost each year, and I think that's something that we're still going to come up with moving forward. The completion of capital works around the municipality has also meant an increase of $177,000 in depreciation. Other comprehensive income was $65 million due to the revaluation of land under roads and also the stormwater infrastructure. Council still managed to have a net result of $3.6 million for the 2023-24 financial year. The key economic indicators are in sound shape and the balance sheet sees an increase from $236 million to $304 million, whilst our liabilities have reduced from $6.4 million to $5.1 million. Overall, our total equity is $299 million, up from $230 million in the 22-23 financial year. Councillors and all council staff should be commended on the hard work that they have done over the years to achieve this positive result and a positive financial outlook moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. And thank you, Jill. Your reports are always really good. For someone like me, they're really good. Thank you. Janine, did you want to say anything? Councillors, do you have any comments or any questions?
I'm happy to support the recommendation.
Yes, same here. I think it's well set out. It's easy to read, like the normal. It's heading really well off. It's looking really worth the rosy for the future.
So that's your seconding?
I'll second it, definitely.
Okay. Okay, so the it is recommended that the 2023-24 annual report be received, and it's moved by Councillor Della Torre and seconded by Councillor Geed. I'll put all those motions in favour. Please say aye.
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 Thank you. That's carried.
Just through you, Deputy or Acting Mayor, I'd just like to convey my thanks to the General Manager and staff. And I think that report looks pretty good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we all can second that one. Thank you.
The only point that I'd add, Acting Mayor, is that the audit has been done by the Tasmanian Audit Office. It's a very respectable organisation, and they've given an unqualified audit report. So very happy to support the work that the council staff are doing.
That's great. Thank you. So that I will put that under other business. And so the next item is item 7, which is the close. So we close and conclude the AGM is concluding at 5:14. Thank you very much for attending.